out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's a crabby hump day, everybody, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A few minutes after 5 if you're listening to us out on the Eastern time, in the Eastern time zone. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun. Or you've done, I'm sorry, the dog is flipping her bowl over. She's going ape shit. Hey, perhaps you're listening to us. You've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher. Or at the most awesome place to be, crabdiving.com. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, tickling your ear holes. However you're sucking us in, we appreciate the hell out of it. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for your suckage.
I apologize for my miscreant dog.
She's attacking her food, her kibble. You looked it up. You were worried about her mental health.
I thought she, yeah.
But it's nothing. It's normal.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you think Kate should be allowed to have a gun?
No.
Is she not? Why?
She doesn't have thumbs.
Oh, yeah.
One, might be a little hard to aim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can I hear you right now?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. It's just always weird, this fucking headphone thing. I bought these headphones, the ones I'm wearing, at a yard sale. They're part of the headset that went with this Rosetta Stone knockoff software package.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from like 1995. It's like with Windows 97 or something.
Did you lumen all that shit?
Oh, how disgusting. I sure wish I would have. Why? So I know?
I don't know. Maybe it was this Chatterbait headset.
Buddy, it was a Chatterbait phone tech, customer right. service. Hi, this is Chatterbait phone tech customer service. How can I help you? What's your issue? Relax.
We're going to be here, like I said, for the next couple hours. If you want to chat with us, ladies and gentlemen, during the show, you can do so via the internet. You could do so on the Twitter at Crab Diving. You can also communicate with us on our Facebook page. We might not glance at that as frequently as we keep the Twitter open during the show, but we check it every once in a while. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And, eventually we'll get the Skype going and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Until then. The internet is good enough.
But someday we'll meet again.
Here we go.
I don't know where, don't know how, don't know when. What is that? Is that from Casablanca?
I don't know.
Humphrey Bogart. That's the song that was playing.
No, you must remember this.
Yeah, when the right before he gets on the plane and he says, frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a shit. No. Here's looking at you, kid. What did he say? He said, here's looking at you.
Put your lips together and blow.
All right. Well, yeah, it was back then. It was a different time. He said, here's looking at you, kid. And then he punched her in the face.
You're right. Shut up, broad.
It's funny,
isn't that
though,
how things went back then?
If you think about the honeymooners,
listen,
man.
Pretty misandry tomorrow.
All right. Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
The show.
We've got a brand new episode. Our feminism podcast.
Yeah, Maggie going after Theodore Shubat, who we've played here a few times.
He's
on
a
the
total
show.
Lunatic.
He's a dillweed.
Yeah, he thinks women shouldn't be able to vote.
They should be at home spreading their righteousness for their children or something like that, right?
We should all be spreading our righteousness.
Right.
Whatever that means.
And spreading for their husband is basically all they, those lunatic Christians think that the women are, the women folk are good for.
Speaking of shows on the network, we're going to have a brand new daily Upper Decker hosted by the most sports-tastic fellow in the universe, Tommy Gimler.
Tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific, streaming a brand new episode.
I'm about, the rundown is coming through right now. I can see, I can tell on Facebook he's typing a message. Oh, shit. Not yet.
Oh, he'll have his, what it's going to be. Yeah.
It's got to be CC Sabathia.
I'm sure there's going to be some CC Sabathia news, who was booted off the, or, you know, is in rehab now. We could check in and see what the headlines are while we're waiting for that to,
drop.
Before that drops. And here is Sarah Palin.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios, high atop the crab diving tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, October the 7th, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
There's a photograph of Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yes.
And it says,
Is she in goth?
This is good news for us. HRC turns against TPP.
What is that?
Hillary Rodham Clinton turns against the TPP. That's that heinous Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Trans.
Bullshit. That horrible trade deal that they're trying to cram into our sphincters.
Yummy.
That a lot of libs, that this is where we part with Barack Hussein Obama.
Fuck you.
And think that he's out of his fucking mind wanting to pass this shit because this...
is he high?
This international partnership, one of these international partnerships, is really just basically trying to see how far we can stick our tongues into the prostate of capitalism and the giant uber evil corporations.
But hey, do you think they have it? They have a Starbucks at the White House, I heard. Yes, there's a Starbucks. Oh, they have a dispensary?
Why don't they just
for marijuana?
They would. Under
how does the president get
vile administration?
Yeah, how does he get weed though? You know he smokes marijuana. No, you're telling me he does. Marijuana. Why? Do they drug test the fucking president? Please,
you can't tell me that. There's no way in hell somebody would rat.
Right?
You kidding me?
Yeah, that's true. Some asshole. By the way, the Daily Upper Decker, they will be dealing with CC Sabathia and alcoholism. In fact, they will be covering the top alcoholics in all of sports.
Oh, is it a 2-3 hour show? Is it a mini series?
It's not a lot. How can there be a lot of drunks in sports? I mean, you got to play. They're got to be all golfers and CC Sabathia.
Golfers and CC Sabathia. Yeah. Bowlers.
Yeah.
No offense to the bowlers out there.
Golfers and bowlers are tremendous souses.
Yeah. I guess Hillary has come out against the Trans-Pacific Partnership, breaking with President Barack Hussein Obama.
Fuck you.
On this 12-nation trade deal.
Whoa.
She says, as of today, I'm not in favor of what I've learned about.
Nine.
She said in an interview on PBS.
Yes.
I've said from the very beginning that we have to have a trade agreement that would create good American jobs,
right,
raise wages, and advance our national security.
Yay.
Blah, 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 blah.
By the way, she's on PBS. Who's interviewing her? Snuffleupagus?
I think they're... That's ABC, right? He's on...
Hey, Bird.
Oh, Snuffleupagus, not Stephanopoulos.
Yeah.
The real Snuffleupagus.
Hey, Bird.
Excuse me, Hillary.
Who is your favorite Sesame Street character? I mean, aside from Gordon.
Hillary.
Who is your favorite Sesame Street character? You can't say Oscar, because a lot of people say that, so pick another one. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess you could say Oscar.
Well, why would it be Oscar? I mean,
because that's like the easy.
Big Bird's annoying. I mean, Cookie Monster's like Big Bird. Annoying.
I love Cookie Monster.
Yeah, but I mean, don't have cookies around that motherfucker.
He's a big stoner,
right?
Yes.
Bernie and Ert, or Ert and Ert. Bernie.
Ert and Bernie
are all. You know, I don't know.
Bert and Ernie.
Oh, the
Didn't they announce that
the
they
count?
Were, they announced it. Didn't Bert and Ernie?
One, two, yeah. three.
Didn't they? Honestly, I'm not kidding. Didn't Bert and Ernie announce that they were a domestic partnership? They were gay.
I don't believe
no, they did.
Did. No, the look it heads up. Would explode Bert in the entire country.
Didn't Bert at least come out?
No.
Right.
No, maybe they caught him somewhere toe tapping.
Yeah.
In a toe tapping incident somewhere.
Do you remember the episode Mr. Hooper died? That was sad.
I don't think I saw it. I remember that right. It was a big deal.
Right.
Because he was on that show forever. And
yeah.
So they decided
they
to
killed
knock
him off.
Right.
Well, actually, he died. Actually, the actor
actually died, right?
How unprofessional. Find another Mr. Hooper. Just put him in there. This
wasn't
kids
a contract deal.
Yeah.
Mr. Hooper was like, fuck you, assholes. I'm out of here.
Do you think he faked his own death?
So they killed him off. He's on that island with Ken Lay.
Oh, yeah. That's weird. That's a weird celebrity. Who's more famous, Ken Lay or the actor that played Mr. Hooper? Which I guess you would have to go with Ken Lay because I don't know the other guy's fucking name.
But, you know, but everybody would know Mr. Hooper. Well, right.
Who's more popular, Mr. Hooper or Mr. Green Jeans?
Oh, now everybody's.
Nobody knows what the, nobody fuck, knows we're talking
the fuck you're talking about.
Ping pong balls!
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is that Hillary Clinton no longer.
Fuck you.
Offering her support to the Trans Pacific Partnership. That's good news.
What's
for
what,
us commie pinko libs that are not into this whole.
But
that's what Ed Schultz said. Bullshit. Oh, yeah.
What's Joe Biden going to do, though? He can't come out against this because, you know.
Well, that's going to be a tough one. Yeah, I don't know if Jolton Joe can come out against it.
What about Warren?
Real close to.
Does Warren like this TPP?
She hates it.
Well, then how the fuck is she going to be his VP candidate if they don't?
Maybe that's how he distinguishes himself from the administration.
He says, fuck this.
So people don't say it's going to be 4 more years of Obama.
That's not going to make it awkward around the White House. Joe Biden hates your legislation. Now you got to work together.
He's got to do what he's got to do.
I think that would create tension, don't you?
He's got a year. Who cares?
I'd be like, Joe, I gave you a legacy. I made you the vice president. The least you could do is support this, you fucking dick.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. See.
Yeah.
The murmurs are that Jolton Joe is leaning towards jumping in now.
Right.
So we'll see. I don't know. A lot of people are like, don't do it. Don't divide the party anymore.
I wouldn't do it. That's a good vice president is a good enough credit. You can how much is he going to rake in when he goes to speak at some shithole event, some one percenter party?
A lot.
Yeah,
he could go sit on some boards.
Right.
Do jack all.
Jekyll. Why does he want to? He's an idiot for wanting to be president. It's stupid. He's vice president. That's good enough. Isn't that good enough?
But didn't his son before he died said. You should run for president.
Right.
No pressure there, right? Thanks.
Right.
So dumb it down. Let's crank our calendars back a few centuries.
Yay.
And hold your breath until your IQ reaches, you know, the mid-80s. And then you'll be able to comprehend what's going on over to the Drudge Report. And there's a picture, unflattering photo of Hillary Rodham Clinton. And, of course, it says, lost in the cloud, server spiral. I don't know. This is some bullshit about her fucking emails.
Who gives a fuck? Newsflash. Hillary Rodham Clinton. How do you say her middle name? Rodham?
Rodham.
Rodham Clinton had a fucking email address. Okay, get past it. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, and she's turned over everything. This says... This goes over to McClatchy. It says, Hillary Clinton hired a Connecticut company to back up her emails on a cloud storage system. And her lawyers have agreed to turn over whatever it contains to the FBI.
Okay. So then the situation should be, you know, resolved, right? No, nothing else to talk about.
There were conflicting accounts as to whether the development could lead to recovery of any of Clinton's more than 31,000 personal emails. Which she said she deleted from her private server upon turning over her work-related emails. The Republicans have voiced skepticism as to whether the 30,940 emails that she handed over to them represented everything.
What do they do? How do they go through all those emails? Do they put them in? Is there some sort of search function and they just search Benghazi?
Hand it to. Well, that's first, of course. Right. And then they hand it to Toadies, who have to go through and read every fucking goddamn single email.
What she is notorious for sending shit tons of email. Is she not? Did I not read that?
I think she's apologized for all of them being so boring.
God.
She said, I've turned over everything. I apologize that all my emails are so boring.
Why not? Here's what I don't get. If everything is so dangerous and dire with this Iran deal that Obama struck,
right,
with the evildoers or whatever,
when he presented the pristine starfish of the nation to
present
the
starfish,
evil rampaging Islamists over in Iran,
starfish salute. Why do they care about spending any time on this bullshit email issue? I mean, isn't nuclear war imminent? I'm sorry, nuclear war imminent with Iran?
Well, yeah, well, actually,
why do they give a shit about this?
We're all still here. Isn't today the day that we're supposed to be apocalypsing or something? Or there's some there's some big giant event.
Oh, right.
Today that we're supposed to be all fucked, right? There's some Christian sect.
Yeah, you're referring to the one game playoff the Cubs have later on this evening.
Yeah, that's bound to my expectations are low on that. I mean, just because I'm a Cubs fan. Well, how can they not? You think I'm going to get all excited about it?
Their pitcher's better. Jake Arrieta
doesn't mean anything.
Is better than Gerrit Cole, although Gerrit Cole is real fucking good.
Right.
I mean, it's a bit of a scary matchup.
But that does,
it really is, man.
It's one game.
One game. This has like Cubs shitting the bed written all over it.
Yeah.
If you're a Cubs fan, yeah. Fucks with your atheism a little bit too, because you find yourself like hoping so hard that they win that you actually are like
convert back.
Am I hoping right now, or am I accidentally praying to some non-existent deity? Which
well, you don't think that your hoping is making any difference.
Yes.
Do you?
Good vibes. You say that all the time to people.
I say that as a placation to people I'm thinking well about.
You said
them.
That to me before.
Well, right. That means placating I'm thinking good me. Thoughts.
You didn't pray.
But I don't pray. What am I going to pray to?
Well, then I got placated and not prayed for. Thanks
right.
a lot.
Right. If you got prayed for, guess what?
What?
It's the same thing.
It's a thought that counts.
It's the exact same thing.
No, nothing counts. Benghazi.
The E-Bible Fellowship, an online affiliation with headquarters near Philadelphia, predicted... The October obliteration is today.
Wait, what time?
Previously, they had said it was May 21st.
Okay. Oh,
remember those guys? I think we prepared for this a few months
what
ago.
What happened? I gave away all my earthly possessions.
Well, that claim proves to be false. The organization is confident it has the correct date time.
Good. Well, did they have the algorithm off?
Chris McCann, leader and founder of the fellowship,
what a fraud,
said in an online gathering of Christians that according to what the Bible is presenting, it does appear that 7 October will be the day that God has spoken of in which the world will pass away. It'll be gone forever. Annihilated.
Oh, shit. That would suck. The Cubs, they win the one game playoff.
I know. How about that?
They prepare to advance, and then bam, comet, goodbye.
Right.
How is it going to happen? Does this fucknut say how?
According to his interpretation of the Bible.
Okay. Because he's a genius.
This guy says the world will be obliterated with fire.
Oh, fuck me. Well, what does that mean? Like fire, like from the sky,
you know,
or out of my ass.
God destroyed the first earth with water by a flood in the days of Noah, and he says he'll not do that again, not by water.
No more water sports, guys.
But he does say in 2, oh, in 2 Peter 3.
In 2 Peter 3.
You said Peter.
right.
That he'll destroy it by fire.
I will destroy it by cock. By fire, huh? What a dick.
The expectation of the world ending this fall stems from an earlier prediction by Harold Camping, Christian radio host based in California.
Hello, Harold.
In 2011, he used his radio station, Family Radio, to notify people the world would end May 21st of that year when it turned out incorrect.
Oh, he was wrong, man.
He revised it to October 2011. Didn't go so well.
Why do these people, they say it's going to happen in revision?
He retired.
Over and over again.
He retired from public life and died in 2013.
I missed the rapture.
At the age of 93. That means at 91, people were believing his bullshit.
He was.
Well, of course he's predicting the end because his was close.
That, what an asshole. What a sadist, you know, really.
Right. How can the world go on much longer without May?
Okay, say you predict the end of the world and the date comes, it doesn't happen. It takes a lot of balls to say, I was wrong. Here's my revised date. I would think what would happen is just you would slink away from public life.
Right.
And maybe quit making fucking predictions because you were totally discredited because we weren't destroyed with fucking fire.
Following the, they think there was something true about May 21st, 2011.
Yes.
They believe that was Judgment Day.
Oh, okay.
That was the day God stopped.
What?
Stopped selecting which churchgoers would survive Wednesday's massacre. Oh, so well, I guess.
You're fucked.
All your good works the past 5 years have been for naught.
Yeah, it's been.
Fuck that shit.
It's been amounted to fuck all. How do you like that?
It's like trying to be good and Santa Claus wasn't watching.
I would just like to say I'm sincerely sorry for all the time I've spent being nice to people the last, well, how is it, 5 years? Fuck that.
Following May 21st, 2011, these idiots say God turned his attention to deciding which non-churchgoers to save.
Yummy.
Oh, so that was the Christians.
Oh, yes.
He picked up until 2011. Since then, he's been going through us.
Oh, okay. What do you mean? What is us?
Non-churchgoers deciding who he was going to save.
Well, what are you getting saved or no? Do you know?
I don't know. I didn't get an email or anything.
Is it like American Idol?
The E-Bible Fellowship believes that God said he would devote 1,600 days to this task. Why does it take God 1,600 days to do anything?
Also, and honestly, I think crab diving... Right, this is all stupid. The ebook fellowship gets a big fat fuck you, right? You're a fucking fraud.
Which brings us to 1,600 days after May 21st, 2011 is today.
On the 69th day, God...
God, these people are
destroyed the world.
Fucking crazy.
With flames. Why with flames? Why not? Why doesn't he just...
Because somewhere in the Bible, I'm sure it says, you know, something about fire.
If you were God, wouldn't you just wave like a wand over the earth and put everybody to sleep?
Well, why do any of it?
Burn it to death.
Why do any of it if you know what's going to happen?
Because I got to do something. I'm a God.
If you're all-knowing, you know what's happened in the past, in the present, in the future... Why any of it?
Because, dude, I'm a fucking god. If I'm not doing this shit, then what the fuck am I doing up in the sky?
But you know what's
going
to happen.
Yeah. But still, I want to fling thunderbolts.
Well, you know you're going to do that,
though. And torture my people because they worship me.
Because you created them that way.
What a bunch of... What? Gods are assholes, dude. Really, Jesus is a dick. You've heard it here.
No, Jesus was, you know, one of the few cool ones you go by the character in the book.
Well, yes.
I mean, he kind of has issues, but mostly that love each other and shut the fuck up is kind of a philosophy.
In Christians, Jesus was black. He was black. He was born in Africa.
Definitely brown.
Jesus was black, and so was Santa. Fuck off.
McCann says there's a strong likelihood it'll happen. Meaning, we're fucked today.
What a dickhead. There's a strong likelihood.
Which means there's an unlikely possibility that it will not. Look at that little crack he's left open.
Hey, guess what? God works in mysterious ways. Fuck you.
The E-Bible Fellowship is not a church, but a predominantly online organization. They hold meetings once a month, I guess online. So there you go.
Wow.
So we're still waiting.
Boo.
Perhaps you should be, having sexy times and saying fuck work and all that stuff and run up your credit cards today.
Yeah. But you're going to get destroyed by fire.
Well, but you know,
what could,
might as well have fun on your way out.
Hell yeah.
Right.
It's going to suck. I mean, everything just catches on fire. We turn into a giant oven and we just start burning.
Well, that's going to happen in a few billion years.
Well, not to me.
When the sun...
Oh, God, could you imagine?
...gets big.
Do you think when that happens, will it be a gradual, like, all of a sudden we'll be just gradually fried, or will it just be like a bam,
no,
and we're out?
gradually fried.
What if it's a solar flare that envelops the whole fucking planet?
Then fried.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine?
And things go poorly.
Just like, hey, make sure if you know if you're going to go to Amazon, go to crabdiving.com, and then all of a sudden we're like,
we could get we could get EMP'd the fuck out of now with the right
that doesn't affect us.
The right solar flares.
The EMP isn't going to hurt us. The EMP only hurts.
Are we broadcasting from a Faraday cage in here?
No, but I'm saying it only affects electronics. We'll be able to function like normal.
As long as we can't do our show.
No, but we
won't throw the windows open and yell out the
window. No, yes.
That could be cool.
Well, hey, by the way.
We'll have live crab diving.
That's how entertainment's going to be.
Right.
We're lucky that the only thing we need to do our show is our voices. We will have a platform. We will have a job. But you know, we'll also be burning in flames. So
right. So it'll be a different kind of yelling.
Yeah.
The meanwhile, to counteract a lot of this Benghazi bullshit, you know, Kevin McCarthy, possibly soon to be Speaker of the House of Lunatics, opened his stupid yap hole and basically said on television, "Oh yeah, you know, Benghazi, it's all been political."
Yap hole. I know, that's so stupid.
So Democrats have been having a field day with that shit. Including Hillary Clinton. In fact, the first official Hillary Clinton for president ad was released yesterday. And it shows...
On Snapchat?
It shows Kevin McCarthy talking about Benghazi and how obvious it was. Look at, you know, I mean, we want her poll numbers to go down. Look at, we formed that special Benghazi committee.
Dude, if you're a Republican, I would call this Kevin McCarthy up and be like, what is your fucking problem? You loudmouth idiot motherfucker.
Well, that's why that other ninny, right? That Jason Chaffetz from Utah.
Chaffetz.
That Mormon idiot.
Wow. Mormonism, that's just lunacy, man. Magic underwear.
You know, whatever floats your magic underwear.
Have you ever had a pebble or a rock speak to you? No? Then you're not Mormon.
Not. I mean, not without chemical assist.
Have you ever been married to more than three women at the same time? If not, you're not Mormon.
So the Democrats have figured out a way now on this ridiculous Benghazi committee to further twist the knife.
Fuck you.
By they've been trying to get the Republicans to release all these details. You know, these assholes on this committee, they scheduled committee meetings and had testimony without telling the Democrats on the committee.
Why?
They snuck people in.
Oh, that seems wrong.
It's quite unseemly.
Weird. Why is it the Republicans never have the moral high ground in anything? Anything they ever fucking talk about.
And everything they do, it's underhanded.
Yeah.
They can't win. They've got to disenfranchise, or they've got to gerrymander, or something like that. They can't win on the merits in the stupid committee. They've got to be hide under a rock.
You know what the Hollywood Hicks says about the Pope? He's shady.
Broke the fuck up.
He's a shady motherfucker. And these Republicans are 100% shady. They're all shady. Mm-hmm. Sneaking folks into these fucking hearings, not telling their Democratic counterparts. That's some shady ass shit.
So Democrats have been trying to get them to release all of this testimony from these secret interviews and meetings. Now, you know, if anything had come out of those secret meetings and interviews, it would have been all over the place. Right?
Totally, man.
Oh my God, we caught her. There's an email that says, let the ambassador die from Hillary Clinton. And is that what they're looking for, by the way? What are they looking for? What's the crime that is alleged that they are trying to unearth? We're trying to get
behind. We don't know, though.
The answers. Four people died. Yeah, we know why they died. We know who killed them.
Yeah, but do we really know?
But
what's a real reason?
We haven't caught Hillary doing anything wrong yet. Yeah. That's what it is.
Do you think we're going to find some, like, lurid communications between her and someone else?
I say not her and Bill.
Absolutely. No. Oh, please. Then, no, nothing lurid about that.
I got a dirty email from Hillary. This must be some kind of mistake.
Do you think they talk regularly or do they talk through assistants? I bet they do. They talk through assistants.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Their assistants, either both of their assistants are probably more married to each other
than Hillary. Yeah.
Their assistants are probably closer.
Maybe they go on dates.
Maybe they hate each other. I think the assistants have to fucking hate each other. I think Bill's assistant must hate Hillary's assistant. Because that's got to be the biggest impediment. I've worked as an assistant, and the only thing you want out of your day is no drama. You want everything to happen smoothly.
Right.
You don't want to hear from anyone. But that Bill Clinton's assistant to Hillary's assistant, that's got to be the one hiccup in that assistant's day. That little right. fucker that works for Bill is such a fucker.
There's got to be some... you don't think they're coordinating though a lot? I mean, they're all together.
Yes, right? I absolutely do.
They are together occasionally, but
I absolutely do. And I think one probably rejoices when the other one fucks up. They probably love it.
They probably love when each other's in different countries.
Oh yeah.
Bill's off in Africa. Thank God.
The farther away, the better. Yeah. Different time zones. You know?
So on this Benghazi committee now,
Benghazi.
The Democrats have figured out that because they're on the committee,
yes,
they're just going to go ahead and release the testimony. They're going to go out there and put the documents out for the world to read.
Release the testimony, comrades.
This is from, it says on September 29th, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy admitted during a nationally televised interview on Fox News that House Republicans created the Benghazi Select Committee from the very beginning to wage a taxpayer-funded political campaign against Hillary Clinton's bid for president. This is an unethical abuse of millions of taxpayer dollars and a crass assault. You know, they gotta whip out the outrage.
Oh, yes.
This is a crass assault on the memories of the four Americans who were killed in Benghazi.
Yes.
These are the Democrats wrote to Chairman Trey Gowdy with that right. weird fucking hair thing going on. The chairman of this Benghazi committee.
Oh, yeah. It's so weird.
Elijah Cumming, Adam Smith, Adam Schiff, Linda Sanchez, Tammy Duckworth are the representatives, the Democrats that signed this letter, I think. And they have said that they've accused these... What they've done is they've taken the little bits that they have released of these secret testimonies have been out of context.
Oh, right.
Snippets, yeah. You know, and things like that. And they say, if you listen to the statements in context, there's nothing. First of all, there's nothing. Even with their creative editing, there's nothing.
God damn it.
And then if you look at the full testimonies, there's absolutely, utterly nothing. So now they say, although some Republicans attempted to they've been held no hearing since January. They've completely abandoned the plans to hear public testimony so they can focus exclusively on Hillary Clinton. What a coincidence that is, huh?
Oh, yeah. Shocker. I got to tell you something, though, man. I mean, it sounds like it's a good gig to be on this Benghazi committee because, number one, you don't do jack shit.
Yeah, I don't think there's much going on.
You don't have to do anything. You just perpetuate it. It's the easiest gig in government right now, probably. The Benghazi committee? What do they do? Sit around and...
Nothing.
What?
Well, they've done nothing since January.
And they're getting paid?
Except try to attack Hillary.
Right.
This is them getting to the bottom of things, the whole Hillary email gate.
It really is an injustice. If you think about the amount of time these idiots, these assholes, have spent on Benghazi, what could they have been doing for their constituents?
True.
Isn't that the whole fucking right. point?
Any
a bunch of assholes. I mean, the American people should be demanding, they should be out of their mind after Kevin McCarthy actually came out and said it was all bullshit. We should be losing our fucking minds. There should be, tire fires in the middle of the street.
And he's coming out now and saying, no, I didn't mean that.
Oh, fuck you.
We're just trying to get the truth. It's important.
God, the politicians must think we're so fucking stupid. Well, I mean, some of us are. Some of us are downright fucking idiots.
Go into right-wing nutjob Facebook or right-wing nutjob Twitter land.
And,
Oh, yeah. Benghazi. Four people died. You don't care.
Oh, fuck you.
You don't care that four people died. Well, of course we care. It was horrible.
Email gate.
Right.
Oh, it's so dumb.
Run Joe was trending, or also Draft Joe today was trending on the Twitter because
trending on Twitter.
This Draft Joe movement has announced that they're hiring people
for what?
And setting up just in case Jilton Joe decides to run, they want to have some infrastructure going in all kinds of different cities.
Good God.
You know, to set up because you need people on the ground and shit. You need offices. You need all that. And they're actually hiring people. Now, they're not officially.
Yes. Have you been contacted?
Affiliated with Joe Biden.
Right.
But, I mean, come on. This is the Joe Biden's going to run committee. And the fact that they're out there hiring people expanding.
Right. You don't do this unless you're actually going to run.
And spending money. Right. And you think Joe would call them up and say, you know, don't spend your money.
What do you think Joe's calling anybody? Is Joe like a hands-off guy? Is there one guy that talks to Joe, or is he talk no, to all
he
of
talks
his staff?
To everybody, yeah. Yeah.
I would do it where I only talk to one person, and then I wouldn't allow any
Christina Aguilera.
Oh yeah, no one would look at me, and like Ariana Grande, somebody would have to carry me. I want to be carried to all my events, and I don't want to be looked at.
Don't look at me.
There's some lunatic. Who is the fucking lunatic celebrity that doesn't want to be looked at?
There's a few of them. I was told like that on the set of
Rambo.
What was that stupid movie? That Jim Carrey movie I did. I forget. But
the circus, the
Majestic.
Yes,
Majestic. We were told that don't
right.
You know, unless the camera's going, don't make eye contact.
Well, dude,
with Jim Carrey. It's so weird.
But
we were all like, fuck you.
Yeah, well,
fuck
that. And also, I will say this. Was it, you know, if you're talking to a whole gaggle of actors, and you got Jim Carrey there, I might, if I'm in charge of the gaggle of actors, I might just say, listen, guys, don't talk to him. Don't look at him, please, okay?
I mean,
maybe they mob him.
Leave him alone or whatever. You don't want to go up to him and...
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Jim, can you talk out of your ass for us or something? But
that's what I would do. Could there's you make a difference, some faces?
Right? There's, you know.
Could you make some faces from that movie you did about the mask?
It's also, he's not a Medusa.
Right.
Where if you look at him, all of a sudden you turn to stone or some shit. I mean, that's kind of a little ridiculous to do that. Don't make eye contact.
Yeah.
How can you not?
Everybody's staring at him. I mean, everybody's
walking around in a closed set. It's kind of hard to not bump into somebody and not look at them or something.
But here, look at me. I'll show you what actors will do if they're allowed to make eye contact with Jim Carrey. Some actors will be like,
gross. Yeah.
Hey, look at me. I'm special. Look at me bobbing my eyebrows up and down. Like, hey, listen, just nobody look at him, okay? You're making my day harder.
I mean, he wasn't running around being all friendly and warm to everybody, but he wasn't, he wasn't, nobody carried him in on a litter or anything. Nobody... There was nothing like that. He seemed quite normal and friendly, actually. I mean, a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
A pain in the ass.
You said he had his acting coach there.
Absolutely. And there was...
That's weird.
There was one take that took... I want to say we did it 18 to 20 times, and it was a longer scene. And the only reason it kept going... The director, about 8 takes in, said, I think that's great. Let's move on. And Jim Carrey was like, you know, I don't know. I didn't feel real good about that one. Can I do it again? And they're like, okay, sure.
Oh my God,
and then, can I do it again? And then and then at one point, I'm not going to say who it is, but it was a veteran character actor, really cool,
Who
was sitting over in with the stars.
Ving Rhames.
He was sitting over with the stars.
Okay.
With Jim Carrey and I forget who the female lead was.
Rip Torn.
But he got pissed off and picked up his fancy chair and came and sat with us.
Yeah.
Because he was like, there was one time he wasn't in the scene. He was waiting for the next scene to shoot. And all of a sudden you'd hear a cut or you'd hear Jim Carrey yell, God, fuck. Like he'd scream at the top of his lungs trying to get into character. No,
he's getting into character.
Yeah. He's doing this weird exercises bullshit.
Ah, I love
and this,
it.
This actor looks over at us and he's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
How about acting?
Yeah. And
why don't you act?
And then there'd be silence at the end of the scene. And then this guy would be going, check the gate. Just check the fucking gate. Check the gate. Check the gate.
That's a film term.
Yeah, that means you look at the camera lens to make sure there was no hairball on it or something.
We check the gate at the end of every crab diving broadcast.
And, but then you'd hear, Jim wants to do it again.
Oh, fuck
me. And
this
guy was like, fuck. God fucking damn it.
If Jim wants to do it again, we get to do it again, right?
Yeah. And there were a lot of takes because Jim didn't feel it. Even though the director was like, I loved it. That's great.
Yeah. You know who I heard was nice? Hugh Laurie.
Really?
I heard he was nice. And somebody I knew had a scene with him. They had a guest star on House and they had a scene. And Hugh Laurie did the scene with the girl and was like, I don't know. They were like, the director was like, that's great. And he was like, you know what? You want to do it again? Let's do it again. Let's just do it again. Because she thought that she was just having a good time.
Right.
And she felt like Hugh Laurie just wanted to do another take.
Just
with
to have fun.
It's her one scene with Hugh Laurie.
Right, right.
How nice is that? That's like if you sit in first class on a really short plane ride, you're like, hey, one more time around. Right. I mean, I would never say that.
Not on a plane.
Get me the fuck out of that death machine.
Right. There you go. Some inside Hollywood stories here, ladies and gentlemen, on crab diving.
Who gives a fuck?
Crabdiving.com.
Fuck you, Hollywood. That's what most people think, you know, flyover states. They hate California. Hate us.
Oh, absolutely. Land of fruits and nuts.
Yeah, and all that fucking right-wing nut jobs. Fucking Hollywood, fuck you. But you know what? They sit their fat ass on their fucking, you know, their couches.
Oh, they watch everything that comes out of Hollywood. Sure. They can't wait.
Oh, they love it.
But fuck us,
you know?
We've been talking a lot about guns for some reason here at Crab Diving. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving2 if you want to tangle it up with some gun nuts.
Oh, yeah, man.
Who you put one meme up and they're like, what for Second Amendment rights? What about my Second Amendment? Don't infringe.
They're gigantic pussies. I learned, I was looking for some gun stories the other day. I didn't know that. You know, if you have a kid and your kid goes over to somebody's house.
Oh, right.
These days you got to be like, hey, number one, do you have any guns?
Right.
And you have filters on your internet. That's the other thing. You got to have filters on your internet, which, you know, any kid these days.
Oh, God.
Fucking hack right through. You're fine. If I had a 12 or 13 year old child, I don't know what I'd do.
You'd have great technology.
I would be like, listen.
Because they'd do it for you.
Junior, please don't hack into my bank account. God knows what else you're doing.
Well, this is a story out of, here's one you'll love, Ryan. More guns.
Yay.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, boy.
Here's a story of a good guy with a gun, Ryan.
Fuck you.
This is in Auburn Hills, Michigan.
Oh, yes.
Did
I've
you
heard
see
of
this
that.
Today yet?
No, not yet.
I saw this story yet.
This is a success, a gun one. Success story.
They're deciding whether or not to charge.
Yes.
47-year-old woman.
Right.
Who was in the parking lot of the Home Depot. In Auburn Hills, Michigan.
Beautiful.
When she saw one of these rental cops, loss prevention officer, let's call them.
I love that.
From Home Depot. Trying to stop a shoplifter.
Okay.
So apparently these suspects ran to a dark SUV.
Okay.
At which point, a 47-year-old woman decided to pull out her gun because she has a concealed carry permit and started shooting at
perfect.
The SUV.
This is great. What a success story.
For shoplifters.
Wait, is this the last 15 minutes of every Hawaii 5-0 episode?
And they're wondering whether to charge her. Charge the fuck out of her. You don't how is your life threatened?
What were they stealing?
By an SUV? Who cares?
Who gives a fuck?
How is her life threatened by an SUV pulling away?
The hard thing is for a lot of people to wrap their fucking minds around is that sometimes in a lot of situations, it is most advantageous to not do anything.
Don't shoot.
Restraint.
If you're at the Home Depot and some asshole is shooting at a fleeing SUV because, I don't know, what, they were trying to steal some mops or, you know, or some maybe some nails and shit. I saw them filling their pockets in the bolt aisle. What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that's a problem. You know, I think it's a hard thing for some people to exercise restraint, right?
Just deciding whether to charge her. And you take that gun away from her. Gone.
Yeah. Oh, please. Yeah. Well, I mean, what if she had shot someone else?
It's gone. Gone. This isn't 24. This isn't Hawaii 5-0. This isn't the fucking A-team. You don't unload your clip at an SUV driving away when you're just some old broad. I don't want to say old broad. When you're some some idiot a fucking. I mean, you're a civilian.
The thing is,
she hopped into a movie scene.
Yeah, it should be. We should all be under the impression. We should never be shot at in any kind of parking lot, in any kind of shopping center. We're not in Pakistan.
Right.
This is not Afghanistan.
Right.
Fuck this.
A policeman doing that would be disciplined, possibly fired. There was that guy in I've Texas, Oklahoma. We did the story a while ago, but there's a video of it. Pulled over a woman and things didn't go well. She was afraid. It was a black woman in like Kentucky. It was in like Oklahoma or something.
Right.
And she was afraid and she did not cooperate, but she wouldn't get out of the car and shit. And she took off.
Yes.
Just floored it. She had kids in her SUV.
Oh my God.
And she took off to drive away and the highway patrol guys shot at the SUV. I don't think he hit her or anything. But he got fired for that. So if a policeman who has carte blanche to shoot people, basically, doesn't get away with that, how are they going to not charge this person with a crime? If we don't slap these idiots down for this kind of behavior, what are we going to have? They took my parking spot. Bam, 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 bam.
I mean, God damn it, man. Nobody expects. This is the fucking crazy thing. Police have guns, right?
Yes.
And when they go through their police training, I assume there's a class about like when and when not to shoot in a parking lot or when to shoot or when to not.
I'm assuming not a lot of them are paying attention.
This person is not a policeman and for sure hasn't had that training.
Right.
But yet, it's her choice whether or not she wants to.
Yes.
That's a fucked up thing about we're awash in guns. Anyone can do this.
Right.
Hey, there's a potential for anyone to kill anyone. It's so fucked up.
I can't imagine.
But more guns make us safe.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone supporting this behavior.
What would have made that situation better? Less bullets.
Here's a comment where it says, as a CPL holder myself.
Yes. Good for you, idiot.
All I can say is she's stupid. She should be charged.
Okay.
It's idiots like this who the anti-gun crowd will point to. Here you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And say we're all like that. No, we're not saying you're all like that. We're saying that let's make it harder for this fucking idiot to get a gun. So she doesn't unload at somebody driving away in fucking Home Depot.
The problem, you know, okay, I know I'm anti-gun, but the thing is, this is what you run into with these gun freaks. They think guns don't kill people.
Yeah.
Guns fucking kill people. And that's your... I don't know what you're supposed to say to someone that doesn't
another one says, as an open carry advocate, this idiot needs to be smacked down as harshly as possible. She gives us all a bad name. So I guess, you know,
How violent. This idiot should be smacked down. Smacked down.
And this person says, what if she had hit and perhaps killed the shoplifter? Does that mean that now that shoplifter comes with the instant death penalty?
We don't need it to be like Deadwood outside a Walmart or a Home Depot. By the way, who gives a fuck if someone stole something from Home Depot? Let that evil corporation fucking eat it and suck a tremendous dick.
It seems to be the overwhelming amount of comments, even on this right-wing nutjob paper, are... that she should receive a smackdown.
Well, God damn it, dude. If you're not in trouble for shooting your gun into a parking lot with people in it, then what the fuck do you get in trouble for in this country?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, thank God she wasn't black living in Texas with a joint in her pocket.
This person says, holy crap, you can play cop and shoot at anyone you want now? Pull her gun now.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps charge her with attempted murder. And then, I don't know, I guess this is the closest anyone I've seen defending. This print says, shouldn't you know that attempted murder charges require proof that she intended to murder? I'm sorry, if you're aiming a gun in a direction of someone
yeah.
and pulling a trigger, that's it's attempted murder.
What's the intent?
I don't care. It's attempted murder.
Yeah. I mean, what was her intent to defuse the situation?
Yeah. I was trying to shoot their tires out.
Oh, God.
It's like just... I saw Kojak do.
Hey, what about this?
She's not that old.
Oh, yeah. Ironside.
Like I saw...
was it Ironside?
That bald guy do on The Shield.
Oh, The Shield, not Ironside.
You know, she's only 47.
Was it Ironside or Ironsides?
Don't remember.
I've been having trouble with S's lately. I did this whole bit about Stephen Hawking last night.
No S.
I know. I have to ask the crowd each time when I start because I don't want to sound stupid the whole fucking way through the goddamn joke. This is...
an infuriating story. Just an infuriating story.
I don't know. I guess it's hopeless. There's nothing to be done. No, she shouldn't be in trouble. Good for her. Right. She tried, right?
And
she
again...
She did her best.
The gun lobby, you know, when somebody... goes crazy and shoots up something that's isolated, that's mental illness.
Yeah we're gonna use this situation,
and now this woman is, oh, it's an isolated, she makes all concealed carry people look bad.
And that person says, listen, this is what the anti-gun lobby, they'll use this to further their agenda. What agenda? Do you mean for less people to get shot
yeah,
to death?
Right.
What a horrible fucking agenda.
They're going to use all those dead kids at Sandy Hook to further their agenda.
You know what the you gun law?
Yeah, we are.
Absolutely. yeah, thank you.
We kind of are. If we can't point to a pile of dead children and say, I think this is something we need to do something about, then maybe our priorities are fucked up.
Right. What? I feel like everybody has this, like the anti-gun and the pro-gun nut fuck faces. We have differing opinions on background checks.
The pro-gun right? nut fuck faces. Yeah.
Right.
But not really. I mean, it's a small 90% in some polls, including Republicans, including gun owners.
Yeah.
Say, hey, I got no problem with universal background checks. Go ahead and close the loophole. For gun shows, go ahead and close the loophole for online sales.
Yeah.
That might be a good idea.
What if we did this?
40% are at these gun shows. 40% of guns I read that are sold are at these gun shows.
Well,
there's a loophole. That means
close
that 40% of potentially of these guns are going out without background checks.
And if you close that loophole, maybe that would, you know, mean less people were shot to death. Maybe. Who knows?
A few. It's still going to be crazy. You'll see. It still should be harder. I mean, you know.
I have a better.
Who we're talking to here, but
I have a better idea than background checks. It's a different kind of test. But guess what I'm going to say? And this, you have to agree with me.
An IQ test?
Yes. If you score below,
but there are smart people.
If you score below 140, no gun.
140.
You want dumb people to have? You want dumb people to have guns?
There won't be any guns.
Okay.
There'll be like five people in the United States who get guns.
Fine. They won't, I guarantee you, they won't like drop the gun. They won't forget where their bullets
That's
are.
That's not necessarily true.
They're geniuses.
That's not necessarily.
Are you kidding me? A
factor of anything.
See all these people solving every answer in a crossword puzzle. They also have a gun strapped to their hip. Brilliant.
While we're talking about the horrible shooting at the Umpqua Community College in Oregon,
Umpqua,
here is a little bit of what might have happened, is according to our good friend.
Gay States of America, America's new transvestite army. Is your gay God going to come and save you?
Gay God!
None other than Rick Wiles.
Where are you?
Was on True News yesterday.
Hold on a second. Is gay God going to destroy us today? Is it gay God or is it straight God destroying the
Michelle earth? Michelle Bachmann already said, I believe I read today, that you know, that horrible flood in South Carolina.
It's very gay.
Of course. We better stop this starfish diving and this beaver bumping. God's going to pick another city and smite it.
Gay God and straight God will battle battle it out, mano y mano,
right?
Or woman, God, who knows?
Like we called it, right? We said they're just waiting for the first disaster, the first earthquake, the first tornado, first flood, the first hurricane after gay marriage.
Whoa.
They are like trapdoor spiders, just waiting. Desperate for a poor little beetle to wander by.
It is so fucking...
And they're thrilled to be able to leap upon
infantile.
It.
How dumb is it, though? It's so fucking stupid.
See? See?
There's a hurricane.
Right.
God's the guy caused it.
God's pissed.
Yeah.
And where does he hit? South Carolina. Yeah. He doesn't cock slap San Francisco. He doesn't drop his big godly taint down on New York City.
What about a smiting of WeHo?
None of that happens. No,
West Hollywood.
He goes for the Bible Belt. He throws a massive number of earthquakes where they've never had them before at Oklahoma.
West Hollywood will be destroyed by a golden shower.
God, these people
flames.
Are so dumb. Well, here's one of their leaders, Rick Wiles.
Oh, what a dick.
Here you go. Here's what he's talking about on his True News yesterday.
Oh, God.
Several members of the True News team and I were talking this morning in the office.
I'm sorry.
About the mysterious.
I can't even get
the True News team.
This show is going. We're going to run long today. Fuck him.
There's a True News team.
Oh yes.
Do you think
that?
That's like me saying crab diving news tower.
Well, why don't we
high atop the crab diving?
We are high. Okay. Why don't?
But we're not high atop the crab diving tower.
Why don't? Who's the True News team, and how do you? Can we apply? I want to be part of the True News team.
I don't know.
Does he have a weatherman?
If they Google you, you might be in trouble.
Hey, quit Googling me, perv.
So here's
talking this morning in the office about the mysterious appearance of similar-looking persons at the scenes.
Have you heard this?
No, this sounds so stupid, though.
All over the internet, there's a picture of a young brunette girl.
Ooh,
who
Mila Kunis
appears, if you squint real hard,
yes,
just like trying to see the face of Jesus
in a dog's asshole.
Yeah, or in, you open up the peanut butter and it looks like there's the Lord right there.
I've seen that.
This, if you squint real hard, it looks like it could be close to almost looking like the same person. Okay. It ain't.
But it's the same person?
Oh, yeah.
From the Illuminati?
No, this is proof that it's a false flag operation.
I have a question. At Vile Experience, is this agent of death Beyonce? Don't lie to me.
No, it's a white chick.
Of course! Of course it's a white chick! Of course!
Unless they whited her
up. Where are the white women at? This evil white chick, does she have a name?
The, and at the...
Carrie Underwood. Is it Carrie Underwood?
It's not. The, so it's some brunette.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, they're saying now. She died at Sandy Hook. She died at
Kirsten,
the Boston bombing. She died everywhere.
Kirsten Stewart. The chick from Vampire.
That's kind of what she looks like.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Okay. So this is what, except this one, like, moves her face. So that's what Rick Wiles is talking about here.
It's not funny. Don't make fun of Kristen Stewart.
She's brilliant.
Facial
actress.
Paralysis.
I apologize.
She has Lyme disease.
I
doesn't
of recent mass shootings. Could they be the same people?
No.
Could they be paid crisis actors and actresses? Is there a
So they think that Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, but he's not saying it is, right? He's doing that. Could they be paid actors, Ryan?
What is that? What do you get? What does SAG pay for paid crisis actor?
I don't know. Where do I audition?
Is it a day rate?
I mean, you know, as long as the special effects are safe.
What do I got to do? Like run around and be like, I'm burning. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
I don't really know.
What's the audition like, though? Really? I mean, what happens? You walk in, you're like, all right. I need you to say, oh, my God,
right.
I'm burning, and then hit your mark.
Practice like this. It was a Muslim. It was a Muslim. I saw a guy in a turban.
All right.
I heard somebody scream, Allahu Akbar.
All right. It's an extremist jihadist.
Crisis actors and actresses. Is there a secret death squad at work in this country staging mass shootings?
Yes! Oh, my God.
In order to build public support for disarming the American people?
So here it is.
I'm losing my mind.
Here it is. This is a false flag, Ryan. It's a false flag. God, you know, it's a false flag. They're trying to.
What is it?
Obama. They're coming for your guns. So they're staging these false flags so it'll be easier.
What was the term that he used for these people? It's a production company, I'm guessing, that puts on these mass shootings.
Sure.
Is it one company that specializes in it?
I guess it
does. What do you do? Hey, listen, I got a proposal. You're looking for a mass shooting. I'm going to send you over a proposal. We're the
terror peeps.
Do you have a terror monkey? What are they called?
.com.
Yeah, I'm terror monkey.
You can look through headshots.
You want to see the sizzle reel of my school shooting? Fuck, this is the dumbest shit he's ever said. This is fucking amazing.
In order to build public support for disarming the American people of their firearms? Are we living in the matrix of deception?
Yes.
Is it becoming increasingly difficult to discern what is real?
Why?
Now remember, this is him sitting around with the True News.
Are we in the matrix? Are there people in the same room staring at him?
No, I don't know.
I would be embarrassed if I was going to say this out loud. I'd want to be in a closet, in a dark yeah. closet, talking, you know. Wait, are we in the matrix? Did he say matrix of destruction?
Deception.
Deception. How is that different? I thought we were in the land of confusion.
I don't know.
And what is fake? Are news events being manufactured for political purposes? If you want to see and hear people who regularly drink the Kool-Aid, just watch television news networks. The current Kool-Aid delusion is about Russia's military action in Syria.
Time the fuck out. Why am I drinking the Kool-Aid? He's a fuck nut. He's telling me there's fucking mass disaster actors out there. He's drinking the fucking Kool-Aid, not me.
But he has Jesus on his side. He's got a direct hotline. He's got the batshit signal that he puts up in the sky.
Every time you bring up Jesus, I'm going to remind these idiots that Jesus was black because I know they hate it. Jesus was black, you stupid fuck faces. God, this is totally nutty. This is the nuttiest thing we've ever heard from Rick Wiles. Easy.
Yeah, this is pretty fucking batshit.
I've been reporting for years that Barack Obama is a Muslim jihadist. I didn't say he has Muslim sympathies. I said Obama is a Muslim.
Obama is a Muslim jihadist. Right.
He's saying he hasn't been pussying around.
Right. I am not pussying around. No. Are you?
I'm not saying sympathies. He is a jihadist.
No. Okay, he doesn't sympathize with the jihadist.
No, he is
a jihadist.
He is.
And I said he is a dangerous Muslim who was clandestinely placed in the White House by foreign powers.
How? Someone go to his house and take every fucking Tom Clancy book off the shelves because he is mentally handicapped. He is living in Tom Clancyville.
How is he clandestinely placed?
Yes.
In the White House.
Well, fuck you. I'm just using every big word I know. That's how he is.
To dismantle the United States of America.
Oh, boy.
He is a radical supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood. He despises biblical Christianity.
Is it also true that Obama in the Oval Office has a cauldron that he just throws fetuses in all the time? And the three witches from Macbeth stand around jacking him off all day?
That's where they're selling those baby chop shop pieces too.
Fetal chop chop. It
makes a big soup at the White House.
Yay.
And then Michelle Obama exercises.
Oh, yes.
Every opportunity to smear Bible-believing traditional Christians. And he never misses an opportunity to promote Muslims in America.
There you go. Man, Rick Wiles is out of his fucking tree.
He's nuts. That's all crazy. Do these disaster teams that produce these fake disasters, these actors, do they have like their own Tony Awards, their own like, you know, Oscars? Do you get a... What would your award be?
The right-wing nut jobby,
like these people that are acting in these mass shootings, that are performing in these...
I see.
These false flag productions.
I would assume.
Do they get awards? Do they get any kind of recognition for their work?
They probably all get killed.
Oh, yeah.
Right? After it's done.
I mean, what coordination does Rick Wiles think Obama has? I mean, number one, he's spending all day promoting jihadists, or he is a jihadist.
Well, whatever. Actually, hot off the presses, Ryan.
This just in.
Thanks to the wonderful people over at Right Wing Watch.
Yes.
They're looking for money. Go throw them some cash.
They're begging.
They're nonprofit.
So are we.
Today on...
Yes?
Oh, dear God. Okay. The soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
Again, we're anticipating the end of the apocalypse here any time now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in.
Hey, fat asses. At what point do you have a little self-reflection? You're like, I'm buying a 50-pound vat of soup. For, $600, or I could get, a fucking killer television. I could get another computer. There's so many cool things you could buy with that $600. But whatever. Whatever. I'm an asshole.
Today on the Jim Baker Show.
Yes.
Today.
Oh, right now.
Rick Wiles.
God.
Is on, and here is a little bit of it.
Russia has now moved troops, tanks, and jet fighters into Syria. And... they're saying, we're going to kill ISIS. And the U.S. and the news media is saying, oh, this dangerous Putin is invading Syria and escalating things. And Putin's saying, no, wait a minute, I'm trying to kill ISIS. Don't you want to kill ISIS? No, the United States doesn't want to kill ISIS.
So this goes on. For a little bit, I haven't vetted the clip yet since it's
unvetted,
brand new.
This is nuts.
But at some point here, let me see. Jim Baker jumps in.
Oh yes,
deliberately doing it. Whatever we sow, we're going to reap.
Oh God!
Pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
What?
It's time to get absolutely prepared. This man over here.
I smell the pancakes.
Meanwhile, there's people cooking from giant buckets of dried milk and pancake stuff. They've got a couple of assholes in chef's hats surrounded by these white giant plastic buckets of food.
You know, it's
big, white, almost, round, right. Just like the audience.
Dude, you just almost can't. Handle this. I mean, it's unfucking real. Why there's chefs there making dehydrated pancakes
dehydrated
out of the pancake
soup.
Butter.
Dehydrated milk powder.
They're like, the end of the world is coming. Gay people are going to burn the earth. I smell pancakes.
Yeah, listen to his wife. I smell pancakes.
That's Jim Baker's wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Mark Augustson. Mark, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
This is just one bucket. Out of our bulk food.
One bucket?
This is one bucket.
What he has is they've stacked 50 gallons of milk jugs on the stage to show you what their one bucket would look like when it's rehydrated.
Well, I got to tell you, they might have me there. I mean, that's a lot of milk.
Oh, my God. And at the bottom, it says bulk basic 8-year food supply.
I want that. How much?
23,375 servings of bulk food, it says.
Wait. Okay.
What's going on?
Okay. Give me that number one more time.
23,375 servings.
Okay, I got it.
For $2,500.
Okay, so I got $9.35.
No, you divided the first by the... So you get... It's 9 servings per dollar.
Oh, okay.
Is what you're saying it is or something.
That's a good deal.
That's crazy.
Are you telling me that I
can't
have
be right?
9 servings?
I guess it is right. Yeah.
But
yeah,
is it
yeah.
just pancakes?
No, it's a bulk.
Oh.
It says is bulk basic food supply.
One bucket 55 gallons of milk. 55 gallons of milk. Now, would this not be a good thing if everything stopped, if all the food was gone?
If all the food's gone.
How is it? It's okay. You know what the best thing about having a shit ton of dehydrated food? All my neighbors are starving to death.
Yeah, what if there's a water crisis?
Oh, fuck that.
How do you rehydrate it?
Right. See, that's not what he's not explaining that to me. How do you? Now I'm eating just mouthfuls of dry powder to stay alive. Jim, that sucks dick, dude.
Rick Wiles is sitting there saying ISIS and the Mideast and the whole world's going to shit. And Jim Baker says, points over to the whole staircase on his set covered with milk bottles.
Jim Baker is so smart. I mean, because he is having on, I'm guessing, Rick Wiles and other right-wing nut job assholes that for some unbelievable reason, they have a following of idiots, right?
Right.
And he has them on.
Branson, Missouri, by the way, is where the headquarters are.
Well, you should have had me guess. Branson. I mean,
sure. You can go see Yakov Smirnoff and then waddle over for some rehydrated mac and cheese.
Who am I drinking with? What's the scene for me? If I live in Branson, if we have the crabs from Branson, what is the scene there in the local bar? Who are our famous friends? Jim Baker, Yakov Smirnoff. Conway Twitty, is he there?
He's no longer with us.
Okay, he's not there. I'm trying to think of other people that might be there. Who's saying the rhythm is gonna get you? The rhythm is gonna get you. Rhythm.
Gloria
is...
Stefan.
Gloria Stefan.
Oh, God, I hope she's not there.
No, she's definitely in Branson.
The Oak Ridge Boys are there.
What are they? Are they sing me some mountain music?
We can go see the Shoji Tabuchi show.
Oh, okay.
One of Branson's favorite for years, what featuring Shoji Tabuchi's world-class violin skills.
Oh, God.
Along with the musical talents of his wife and daughter.
Oh.
A trio that delivers a variety of styles.
A family of fiddlers. No thanks. Next.
You can go to Silver Dollar City.
Perfect.
An exciting place to visit with many rides and daily shows.
Fuck you.
With a historical tone that mirrors the Ozarks.
Oh, great. Wait, what do you mean the Ozarks? It's like a shithole mining town kind of bullshit.
I guess you're great. If you bring your sister, you could fuck her.
Who else is there? The Dionne Warwick?
The Acrobats of China.
Okay.
Have a show.
They might be fun. Are they drinkers?
The Shanghai Circus, I guess. Yes. Dixie Stampede Branson.
Oh, great.
With exceptional horses and riders fighting for glory in a friendly North versus South rivalry. Dolly Parton's Dixie Stampede.
Oh, my God.
Dinner and show will keep the whole family entertained.
Is Dolly there, or is it just a show she's producing?
I think it's just produced by her, but obviously she probably shows up there when she's, you know, hanging out in Branson.
You know, the next time the at the H-Wood Hicks Inn, we need to find out if Dolly's animals are cared for properly in that show. I mean, you know, what is this, a rodeo show?
Kenny Rogers.
Okay. He's actually there. He's not dead.
He did announce recently he's retiring.
I thought he was dead. I really did. Okay. Well, congratulations, Kenny, on you're still
breathing. With us.
Yay.
So there's some of the action you could pick up.
That little kid from the Monsters, doesn't he have a magic act he does in Branson?
At Branson. Yeah. Butch Patrick.
Butch Patrick.
The Butch Patrick review.
It's naked.
In Branson.
Yeah.
Puts on that widow's peak on his forehead. So there you go. If you go to Branson, you can.
Oh, boy, that sounds like fun. Branson.
How did we get on Branson?
Because.
That's where Jim Baker's from.
Oh, right. That's where his shit show is.
I don't think there's much more here.
If everything stopped, if all the food was gone. If we had a nuclear winter, which people are talking more and more about now.
Nuclear.
He laughs. He's a nuclear winter.
Nuclear.
Nuclear. Oh, yeah. I heard that.
He said it like a good good George Bush fan should.
Or Kiefer. That's how Kiefer says it.
Kiefer Sutherland does say it that way.
Nuclear.
So there we go, a little survival from Jim Baker.
If you're directing that, you ever take him aside and say, can you say nuclear? Because nuclear is what crazy ass right wing nut job say? Or is that a rule on the show? I mean, does Fox make their actors say nuclear?
I think somebody ask Queefer that one time in an interview, and he said that's just the way he says it.
Well, he said you say it wrong.
He got drunk and took a swing at him.
That, yeah,
I told you I saw him that one night,
right?
Late at night out on Vermont.
Yeah.
Beyond shit face.
Did he ask you for heroin or acid?
And I don't think I'm surprised he was vertical.
Oh yes.
And just glowering at the world.
Why?
Leaning up against a pole all by his lonesome at like 2 a.m. Beyond shit face drunk.
Why was he upset?
And just glowering at the world, like it's seething at the universe. I don't know. He was not happy.
He was in Lost Boys, like an iconic movie.
Oh, yeah.
He's a tremendous star. You'd think he'd be a little chipper.
I guess
he's Jack fucking Bauer, dude. You're the reason people want guns. How do you like that?
I guess he was, a little irritated about something. Maybe he's waiting for a cab.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's got going on. I've got here, we've got some, we didn't get to this yesterday. By the way, go to crabdiving.com. You can listen to yesterday's show with the very funny Mr. Aiden Park, who was sitting here in Crab Diving Studio.
We talked about the afterlife, didn't we? Afterlife.
Yeah. Somebody's after his version of the afterlife. Everybody has their own. I mean, some people apparently.
Well, you want your afterlife. You just want to be in heaven so you can be with whoever you're dating after they die. Does that mean if they die that you kill yourself so then you join them earlier in their afterlife? That's what we were talking about yesterday.
Don't they, like in certain cultures, wouldn't they toss the wife?
If the absolutely.
The husband dies, they
put her on the pyre.
Put her on fire, yeah. Shit like that. Woohoo.
It's great.
Crab diving follow-up. We had...
fuck you.
Been covering this story for quite some time in Oklahoma.
Yes.
10 Commandments.
Oh, shit.
The monstrosity outside of the Capitol building or whatever, the courthouse somewhere there in Oklahoma. Well, yesterday.
Hey.
Pre-dawn.
Oh, yes.
They snuck the fuck in there and yanked it the fuck out of there. A judge had given them till like the 17th or something to get rid of it. Yesterday, snuck in there, took out this giant 6-foot stone carving of the stupid 10 Commandments.
Well, yeah, I support this, by the way. Isn't this how you would do it?
Oh, yeah.
Just take it out. You don't want to.
Sure.
Night.
Oh, yeah.
Before these assholes wake up, show up yelling and screaming and carrying on.
Yeah.
Get it the fuck out of here. I don't give a shit what you do with it.
Right. So they took them out. Mary Fallon, the governoress of Oklahoma, who is a giant diaper stain.
Yes.
Who likes killing people with the giant schlong of the state.
She loves it. That's her favorite thing. She whips that schlong out. Oh, it's fabulous.
Loves lethal injecting people.
She's tremendous.
And a big Christo hag.
She's the best, really.
She said she wants to change the state constitution so they can put the Ten Commandments back.
Wait. They moved them, and now she's coming out saying she wants to change it so they can bring them all the way the fuck back.
Oh, absolutely. She's sticking by this bullshit.
Well, can they make a thing where they get not stone Ten Commandments, can they get inflatable styrofoam, any other kind of material that doesn't weigh a shit ton?
I'm sure they
so
could.
When the ACLU or whoever sues them to take them out, it'll be easier.
They moved that monstrosity to some conservative think tank, the front of their office building.
I thought they were
going to
repurpose them for something else.
Urinals.
Yeah.
Scoop them out and turn them into granite urinals.
Or a wall. You know, I mean, it's granite.
So squeals aplenty everywhere about this, including.
Yes.
Our good friend, this guy.
Oh, shit.
This is the sorry state of the Western world. I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind? Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
In a spectacular display, here's Glenn Beck.
Okay.
On the blaze.
What's he wearing?
Talking about this Ten Commandments removal. Okay. He's got on a...
Slowly. Don't rush it.
Gray cardigan.
Perfect.
V-neck sweater.
Ooh, stylish.
With a purple checked
Oxford
shirt.
Oh, my God.
Unbuttoned at the collar.
Of
jauntily,
course!
Jauntily unbuttoned.
Jauntily.
with a tie.
Yes.
Pulled down a little bit.
Is it true that Glenn Beck doesn't wear anything that Niles on Frasier has right, never worn? They wear the same wardrobe.
He's got some weird thing going on with his hair today. He's got some like upward swoop with a Superman flick of a cowl in the front.
He looks just fucking ridiculous. He honestly looks ridiculous.
The Diana Ross of right wing batshittery.
It's just so much.
Here he is. Just get ready, ladies and gentlemen, because this is serious business. These Ten Commandments being removed.
Please.
And here's my warning. I warn you, America.
This is a Glenn Beck pause, by the way.
Is he eating?
He's steadying himself. He appears quite emotional.
Did he just hit the bong?
You will be the darkest nation to ever, ever exist on this planet.
What does he mean? Like, darkest?
Evil will...
That's all the Mexicans.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's referring to.
Ever exist on this planet. Evil will not destroy us. It will pervert us. It will use the technology and the strength that we have. It will use us for dark purposes. In the end, we will beg the Lord above to destroy us. We will beg for destruction.
How fucking creepy is this shit? How crazy is this shit? This is because...
This is some Satan masochist shit.
A hunk of... stone with some ridiculous carvings upon it.
Yes.
Out from in front of the courthouse.
Spank me.
You know
punish
why?
Me.
Because it made some people feel like they don't belong.
God, smite me. Oh, yes.
And in our court process and our governmental process, one thing that we would all like to have maybe.
Yes.
Is that we all feel like we all have a fair shake and we all belong and all have the same opportunity.
Fuck you.
But if you're a Muslim, if you're a Hindu, if you're a Satanist, if
burn
you're
in hell.
A flying spaghetti monsterist, if you're an atheist,
fuck off.
All of the above, any of the above. If you're into Zeus,
right?
Whatever.
Fuck
Thor.
You. Suck it.
And you walk by, you're going to have a trial at the Oklahoma court building. And you walk by and there's a big giant on the courthouse property.
Yeah.
Government property, a giant granite monstrosity that says, I am Lord thy God, thou shalt have no gods before me.
Right. And by the way, Jesus, black, very black.
Right.
Well, black.
That's what he means by the darkness taking over.
God, he's nuts.
He's lost his mind. So that's all because of this ridiculous Ten Commandments being pulled off of the property.
He is not cheated, man. He knows how to speak.
Yeah.
God, it's
Macbeth,
so good.
Every single fucking performance.
We just heard Hamlet right there.
Yes, we will beg for destruction to stop the evil that we will bring to this earth.
What?
We will make the evil of the 20th century look like rookies. Now.
Wait a second. Both of his hands are bandaged.
Suicide attempt? Did he attempt to kill himself?
Like around his palms, like
oh, he's stigmata.
Like he was weightlifting.
No, he's Stigmata McGee.
Oh, you think he's bleeding?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my God.
Glenn Beck's big
fan. Let the media of the world mock me.
Copy
that.
Wish granted.
Copy that.
Telling you that there is a statue to Lucifer that has been erected.
Ooh. Speaking of that, did you see the meme for crab diving today? I use
Who was it that...
not Baphomet, but the guy with the boner.
The guy with the boner.
Yeah, it's great.
Boner devil from Vancouver.
Right.
Last Saturday in Detroit, and Time Magazine says it's really not that big of a deal.
He's talking about the Baphomet statue specifically.
No.
Let me tell you, it is a big deal. God will not be mocked on his own land by his own people who are covenant people. And at the same time, on Monday, they remove his words in Oklahoma in the middle of the night.
Where my covenant people at? What, what?
Where my covenant homies at?
They are covenant people. What does that mean? They're covenant people.
I don't know. I didn't agree to any. Did you sign something?
Are you a covenant person?
I didn't agree to any covenant.
Did God?
I ain't signed nothing.
Give his only son, his only black son, Jesus Christ. He sacrificed his black son for your sins.
Well, that whole thing's kind of rapey.
Oh yes,
right.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Mary didn't.
She didn't ask.
Pray to get inseminated by the Lord.
Right.
An angel showed up and said with a turkey baster and was like, sure. Here.
Well, you don't know. I mean, oh, is that how it worked? An angel
that's,
did it?
That's what's in the Bible.
Maybe God's dick is like a big giant garden hose and they just all and it unfurls. And the holy penis unfurled down from the clouds.
The cloaca.
The cloaca. And God fixed his gigantic Jesus penis into Mary's cloaca. Wait, why is Glenn's hands bandaged? His suicide attempt?
I don't know. They both have gauze on them. It's really weird.
This guy is fucked up, man. Yeah. He really is nuts.
He's like Michael Jackson.
How long does he have an account? Where does he go get all his clothes? Oh, 1791, right? He's got a fucking clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
He's nuts. I'm sorry. Why would Glenn Beck have a fucking clothing line?
Money.
Why don't we have one?
Money. Money. And money.
I want a clothing line.
You need to be famous and have people that want to get it.
Plenty of people want it. Who wants my clothing line? The crabs. The crabs. Don't you think that'd be great?
Sure.
Remember we...
Spread the crabs.
Oh, yeah.
Catch the crabs. Go. Don't forget crabdiving.com. Don't forget...
I mean, we could do... we talked about one time doing underwear, women's underwear... Where
there crabby were, panties?
Yeah, where there were crabs on them. I mean,
there you go.
I don't know. Is that a good idea? I don't know. Let us know.
Quite a catwalk, yeah.
Right.
So, what else is going on here? I've got some stories on the magic spreadsheet.
The magic spreadsheet. That's all of Glenn Beck.
That's all I've got. That was an amazing.
He's bananas.
An amazing. Display.
Glenn Beck is stigmata.
Maggie just tweeted in. She just tuned back in, is laughing about
rapey. She called us rapey. No,
the whole Mary thing is pretty rapey. She's quoting.
Oh yes. Mary had it coming. She was asking for it. Really? She was asking for it. She was asking to be divinely inseminated.
She shouldn't have been laying there looking all sexy and shit.
Baby, you wanted that immaculate conception, yeah, right. Yo.
Always in that blue outfit.
She had it coming.
Why is respect Justin's privacy?
Fuck you, Bieber.
Being tweeted.
Who is this, Justin Bieber?
I think somebody's saying there's a dick pic of Justin Bieber. And, oh, well, yeah, there he is. I guess he jumped. It? He was, I don't know, he was naked and jumped over a.
A what?
I don't know.
He was naked and
apparently
did what?
There's a dick picture of Bieber jumping over a fence or something and he's naked.
Who jumps over a fence with their cock exposed?
There's a picture of him, allegedly.
If this is
really him, I mean, there's.
What kind of
There's
fence is it?
Tats and shit. Huh?
What kind of fence?
He's jumping onto a balcony or something, I guess. Oh. But now the hashtag is respect Justin's privacy. But of course...
Fuck him.
On half of these posts on the Twitter of respect Justin's privacy are his dick pics.
Right, right. By the way, here's his
people
penis.
People aren't respecting Justin's privacy.
Have you ever jumped over a fence?
Maybe there's pictures of his ass or something. Maybe this is a previous dick pic.
Cooking
I don't know
bowl.
What's going
oh,
on.
Previous.
I don't think there's
dick pic.
Are there real dick pics of Justin?
Sure. There's lots. They're at MoMA.
No, I have.
I would never.
It's something you don't want to Google because you know it's going to happen. It's going to be a lot of photoshops.
A lot of dick pics.
That's when you know you've made it.
What? When people are.
People put your head on dick pics.
Hey, but you can't jump over a fence with your penis exposed at all because that's fences are dangerous. You could catch
it's a
something.
Wall. It's more of a wall-ish kind of fence.
Again, I wouldn't do that with a wall
fence,
either.
Fence.
None of this is smart.
I guess somebody took some pictures, some long distance, giant lens kind of pictures of something going on.
Okay.
Maybe it's some ass pictures of him.
What a bunch
like
of
that,
fucking so. Pervs. Could you imagine? What did you do today? Oh, I like fucking spied on Justin Bieber from 100 yards away with my special lens, hoping to get a glimpse of his cock.
Do you remember the Princess of England? What's her face? The
When
they were miles away, it seemed, and with giant telescope kind of lenses out on some country road, and they managed to find the perfect break in the trees.
Right.
And somehow got a titty picture of the Duchess of Cornwallian
the Royal
Wales, Duchess of Wales, whatever the fuck they are over there.
It's all stupid. How dumb is all that royalty shit
over
in England? It's
make
ridiculous.
Your money.
Wait, make your money. You're
go for it.
You inherited that shit. You didn't work for that.
We have Bushes and Clintons running for president.
That's true.
Not that Hillary's not qualified.
Oh, yeah. She'll be fine.
She's not a daughter.
Right.
It's not like that kind of a dynasty like the Bushes.
Well, where did Bernie come from? Did he come from nothing or is he like...
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was mayor of some little town in Vermont for a while.
He's not... I thought he was part of the chicken empire.
He's part of the Illuminati.
Colonel Sanders.
I don't think so.
He's not related, Bernie?
I don't think he is an heir to the,
the
chicken empire. I've got did you hear about this this is a story this is even last week this is just what heinous things that Republicans say.
Boo.
This was one of these assholes from Michigan.
Hey.
Michigan state rep, of course, Tom Hooker.
Is this an hooker?
Of course.
Is this guy a youper? A youper? You know what that is?
Upper Peninsula, of course.
Yeah, like a redneck. Youper.
He told MLive.com, quote, they're talking about Planned Parenthood.
Oh, yes.
There's a perverse incentive for an organization like Planned Parenthood to get into the sex education business.
God damn it.
It's a conflict in that they give out or sell condoms, they offer pregnancy tests, and STD testing.
Yes, and, all horrible.
And obviously, if they're pregnant, then they would offer an abortion. Which is, they don't... If you walk in pregnant, they're like, do you want an abortion? Would you like to have an abortion? It's not like a used car salesman.
Oh, yeah, they have servers. It's like past hors d'oeuvres. Condoms, STD check, abortion.
So he then said it just seems like an awfully comfortable arrangement for Planned Parenthood to teach sex education. So he thinks they're teaching sex ed
to make money?
To drum up abortion business.
Well, you don't know that. I mean, you know, Planned Parenthood is a fucking business. And you don't think that if you run a Planned Parenthood fucking franchise similar to that of a Quiznos,
I don't believe
you don't get a call from the brass if you didn't sell enough turkey clubs.
I don't believe it's a for-profit operation.
We need you to push the tuna melt this month. We haven't sold enough tuna melts. We don't have enough abortions.
It's more like the liver melt, the baby liver melt.
Oh, right.
You got to push the fetus knees this week.
No, listen, you didn't hear this from me, but we really have a high demand for fetal ears. So, you know, choppity chop chop.
Even
that happen.
Even Rubio. Here's a little bit of this ninny.
Marco Rubio.
Who's slithering up in the rankings as Donald Trump seems to be the veneer seems to be eroding off of the turd on him.
What a dick.
Here's Rubio. Oh, wait, this is, that clip's 22 minutes long. Fuck it. Rubio says at one point, in the case of Planned Parenthood, number one, it's very unclear how all that money is intermingled. Number two, they now have been exposed for being involved in the trafficking of fetal human tissue for profit. They have not.
It's fiction.
It's a lie.
It is fiction. It is just, you know what? He might as well have said, listen, guys, we have confirmation. Alderaan has been destroyed. Alderaan has been blown to bits.
We have footage of Barack Obama personally bending a wire hanger and ramming it up into a woman who is 9 months pregnant. You can hear that baby squealing. And then they said, produce the tape. But you're saying it doesn't happen?
Well, we're saying your tape is bullshit. Your evidence is fucking bullshit. Oh,
it's so irritating. It's just a lie. They have not been exposed. Every moron right-wing state that has launched an immediate and angry and outraged investigation into Planned Parenthood after these bullshit tapes came out.
Oh, my God.
Every single goddamn fucking state has come up with fuck all.
Fuck all.
0.0, motherfuckers. No untoward nonsense, to use what the hick would say, being caught with Planned Parenthood. They're not selling fetus balls for cash.
Pack your knives up and go the fuck home. You fucking lose.
So then listen to this. He goes on to say, blah, 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 blah. Now what you've done is created an industry. You've created an incentive for people to be pushed into abortions.
Wait, they created a niche.
Tissues can be harvested and sold for profit. So now Planned Parenthood, again, is walking out and looking for people with baby bumps and handing them flyers out on the street. And they're like, hey, we can get rid of that.
It's a scalable business. Hello, sharks. I'm looking for $100,000 with a 20% equity, whatever stake. I have fetal chop shop. I'm selling fetal parts.
And the host asks him, don't you think that's kind of a stretch, pushing people into abortions? And Rubio says, absolutely. If you go into one of those centers, young women are provided with very few options. In many places, they're not told anything about, for example, adoption services that might be available to them. If a woman
wants an abortion,
I got to think she's kind of thought things through. She wasn't, she's not 4 months pregnant, wandering by. I don't think they get a lot of walk-ins abortions. Do you?
Oh, sure.
I was on my way to pick up some new shoes. I stopped by Piggly Wiggly and oh my God, look, there's Planned Parenthood. You know what? I was going to have this baby, but fuck it. I think I'm going to get a D&C while I'm here.
Yeah, I got 15 minutes. Suck whatever's in there out.
Good God.
Oh, look, a slipper. Who knew that was there?
It's such bullshit. And the fucking morons out there just eat it up. Oh, God, they're killing babies. They're chopping up little pieces. They're sprinkling them on salads for the liberals to eat.
They use the magic bullet, you know, that salad chopper thing in my bobber. You know what I'm talking about?
Dices.
Did you
it makes julienne fetuses?
Oh shit. Oh, we should stop the show there. That's the funniest thing. Hey, did you ever have a magic bullet or anything?
You know, I think my mom had some of that shit. Yeah. Occasionally she would fall for one of those choppy things. I've used that choppy slicey thing that you have.
It's dangerous.
Potato chips.
It's so dangerous. That thing is dangerous. It's an accordion blade slicer. Yeah. It looks like an auto harp. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, sure.
You ever play auto harp?
Yeah. Or a zither?
And what was your experience? What did you think about it? Don't you have an opinion? Just kidding.
You're right. I still have the boner from it. So there's Marco Rubio.
Fuck this guy. Wait.
Also jumping on the just fraud bandwagon.
Is Marco Rubio, is his support growing in the polls?
Yeah.
Is his popularity rising? What's he at? 2%?
As Jeb is going into cricket land and plummeting, that's where it seems like the votes are going. The kind of establishment-y people are saying Jeb's boring.
Yeah.
And Rubio's out there, so now they're thinking Rubio's prettier.
Here's the here's the choice you have if you're a Republican. Aside from Ben Carson, what white fucking boob are you going to fucking vote for?
Right.
You have nothing to choose from. All of your candidates are just profound sacks of elephant shit.
Wasn't Rand Paul supposed to be their big white hope, right? And nobody's listening.
Nobody gives
a shit about him.
About that idiot. He's not Jesus-y enough or something like that, right?
But
he's just a dick.
He's a lot more Jesus-y than his father was.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and he's a lot less pure libertarian than his father.
You know what we got to watch after we get done with this show, just for the fuck of it? We got to find on YouTube the clip where it's not Borat, but it's
Bruno?
Bruno interviews.
I think it's more of a visual, though.
Oh, it's not good for the show. Yeah. Just, after the show, we got to watch it. It's so funny. Bruno tries to interview Ron Paul, and he comes on to him everything. Ron Paul, like, this gay guy is trying to mess with me.
I think he's queer. Isn't that what he said? Queer?
You're queer.
He's a queer. I think he's a queer.
Who's your favorite? What's his name? Sacha Baron Cohen character. Who do you like best? I might like Bruno best.
It's funny, but goddamn, that, I mean,
Borat.
Yeah. Throw the Jew down the well, that whole segment. But Bruno going hunting.
Oh yes, they're sitting around the campfire. These hunters from like Oklahoma or Arkansas.
They're out aiming at Mexicans across the border. Is probably what those guys are doing.
Yes, those rednecks. He's like, what character on Sex and the City are you? I am Samantha. Who are you?
Do you ever like to sit around naked while you are hunting?
Those guys are like, listen, man, you just stay away from me.
Right.
You think the whole time he's going to get fucking, you know,
I'm worried for his safety. Yeah, he's a brave dude.
Oh, yeah.
I've got another follow-up.
Follow-up.
We did the story
crab diving
a while ago about...
He's
out of Georgia.
Hey, oh, great. Is it going to be some story that marginalizes the South?
This is the same place. It was a teacher, you'll recall, who told a kid came home from school. First grade. What is that?
Right.
Six?
Yeah.
7 years old. And what happened was, a kindergarten teacher at Swainsboro Primary School before
Swainsboro
a lunch last season. So last year's, this has been going on for a while now.
Dee 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 dee.
Led students in prayer.
Oh, okay.
And then when parents complained about it, the teacher then, like, singled out those kids the next time.
Come on.
The teachers.
Yes.
Ordered the kids whose parents complained, well, go sit outside the classroom in the hallway.
Fuck you.
While the other kids were praying.
Fucking asshole.
One of these asshole teachers told the students that, well, we can't recite the Pledge of Allegiance because it says under God in it.
Yeah, so what? Say something else. How about you just stand there?
Another teacher told a six-year-old,
"Oh, this is gonna fuck these kids
up. You should make a good decision and join your classmates in prayer."
Oh my God! What? What?
This is a public school
in Georgia,
ladies and
gentlemen. Of course, this is Georgia.
So, parents went to what I'm sure all the Christians call the most evil tentacle of Satan. The Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Yes.
Who only represent people. They go, what are they coming from Wisconsin for? They only represent people like these parents who call them and say, come. They have to have a local complainant.
Listen, what's this organization called again? Freedom From
Religion.
The Freedom From Religion Council is making a lot of stops to your state or to your city or something. It means you or someone around you is a tremendous fucking shithead.
Sure.
You're surrounded by shitheads. That's all it means.
And then when your town gets taken over by Muslims.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
And they're going to put up, they don't put up a statue to to Muhammad.
Does that, Muhammad that's not have, a, done. Have a big boner
they
like
put up
Baphomet?
A big sword or some shit? I don't know.
Oh, yes. Oh, you can't, dude. You can't make it Muhammad. That shit. That's a
then,
no-no.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation will also fight to keep the schlong of Muhammad off of right. public property also, you assholes.
Muhammad laid his hog on my shoulder. Get it off.
So the Freedom From Religion Foundation filed a complaint.
Yes.
They also complained about first grade teacher. First grade. Again, these are 6 and 7 year olds. It's hard enough to keep them from shitting themselves.
Yeah, yeah, this is crazy.
And flicking boogers at each other.
Gross.
And you're shaming a kid for not making a good decision because his parents have decided to raise them in reason.
This will fuck them up. You know, don't you think...
Or you shame them by sending them to the fucking hallway.
Right. Kids are so vulnerable, don't you think, at this age?
Right.
Like, things that happen to them makes such an impression.
Mm-hmm.
And this person should not be allowed around children. They're fucking all these kids up. So God damn it.
This asshole first grade teacher, Catherine Brights, I'll give her name.
You're a dick.
Told a boy that he shouldn't listen to his mother.
What?
Because she was, quote... a bad person for not believing in God.
Oh, fuck off. This is outrageous.
I might be in jail.
Don't go to jail, dude.
No, if my kid, if some Christo cunt
right.
told my kid to not listen to the parents because they're bad for not believing in God, I'd probably be in jail for something.
I would lose my fucking mind.
Doing something to that person.
I'm speechless. This is the stupidest fucking thing. It's so dumb.
You don't harm people's kids
right.
like that.
And you know what's so easy? To go to work, just shut the fuck up
right.
about your stupid religion or whatever bullshit you believe in. Leave it at home.
So you know what happened? The kid finally gave in.
Of course.
And sat in the room and pretended to pray or prayed because he didn't want to, even against what his parents said. His parents said
intimidated.
He shouldn't do that.
He's intimidated and he's dealing with an authority figure. A 6-year-old should not have to stand up for his own rights against a fucking authority figure, right?
Right.
He's a kid.
So the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent these complaints to Manuel County School District, but the teachers said a big fuck you. And they kept leading the students in prayer and they kept sending the kids out whose families didn't like it.
Ugh.
So... the Freedom From Religion Foundation then whipped out their lawyerly layer.
Oh,
see,
yes.
First they send a layer and they're like, you know, you can't do this.
Right.
It's like unconstitutional and shit.
Yes.
Then after these assholes are like, thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Then they said, okay, then they opened the lawyers up on them.
Scary lawyers. Scary heathen lawyers. Baby eating lawyers.
Monday. Yesterday,
yes.
2 days ago, the... school district had to agree to a settlement.
Oh, that they got fucking sued.
Yes. And
good.
Fucking taxpayers have to pay this now,
hey,
though.
But you know what? That's what you get. These are the people you put in charge. And so maybe next time people won't fucking do this.
The district has agreed to provide better training for teachers. Reminding them against promoting their own religious beliefs in class.
You got to remind people.
They've stopped the practice of these prayers.
What do you tell them? Hey, listen,
and
guys.
The family whose kid was
yes.
told that his parents are bad people has received an undisclosed amount
Ooh.
Of damages. I hope it's a lot. And I hope that there are ways that they can sue the granny panties off of that first grade hag.
Or Krabby Panties.
Catherine Brights.
Oh,
she
yes.
better not fucking have a job anymore. You know she
right.
does.
Oh,
you know
absolutely.
You know they all embrace her.
Oh, sure. Down there?
Sure.
She's a fucking martyr.
Hero.
She is a fucking martyr. Yeah. I guarantee it. She's a big star like Kim Davis.
We stood up for you against those Midwestern devil slingers.
We didn't do our jobs and we violated your human rights. So, okay, wait, I'm a big hero. Look at me.
And you tried to turn a 7-year-old against their parents.
That's disgusting.
Can you imagine a secular teacher trying to convince a 6-year-old not to go to church on Sunday because it's all bullshit? Don't
right.
go. Tell your parents you're not going to go. Your parents are bad people for making you believe in that stupid sky god. Imagine
yeah,
these
yeah.
idiots' reaction to that.
Although,
yet know, it's okay yeah. for them.
Yeah, so you can't, as a non-believer, you can't take a kid aside and say, listen, relax, kid. It's all bullshit anyway. You'll learn later, but don't worry about it.
They'd lose their minds.
You can't do that.
No. I mean, you can teach them science.
What am I allowed to teach a child? That the world is round? Are we allowed to say that?
In some circles.
Am I allowed
Not
to
in
teach,
Texas.
Can I teach that guns kill people?
You're right.
But, I mean, what? We are handcuffed by idiots.
Right.
Some people are into that. Give me a ball gag.
We've got, let's see, we talked about Rubio.
Rubio. What an idiot.
Talked about Joe Biden maybe getting in.
Joe.
What else haven't we talked about here? The
we hadn't talked. CC Sabathia, tremendous
we did
drunk.
Talk about CC Sabathia.
We talked about him earlier today. Crab diving offline conversation.
And we talked about it
just amongst ourselves.
No, we were teasing Tommy's show here on the air about an hour ago. Yeah,
that's right. Oh shit! I get
rewind if you're listening to a
if
you're listening to us as a podcast.
It's so dumb because the Yankees yesterday had their one game playoff. But yesterday is the day the announcement came out, or day before, or something, that CC Sabathia was dropping out of baseball for the remainder of the 2015 season to seek help with alcohol. Well, the Yankees season ended yesterday. They were knocked out of the one game playoff. So my fucking question is, well, why didn't he just go seek rehab and not tell anybody? Just say he was going to on vacation.
Well, yeah.
Is he an idiot?
I don't know.
We did see online of those fights CC Sabathia was in that nightclub in Toronto.
Right. Yeah, that's Google. I think it was on TMZ or something.
Probably is fucking stupid. He's a fucking big dumb jock. He's an idiot. Just wait one day, then you don't have to tell anybody you're a fucking drunk, right?
Right.
It's so fucking stupid.
Well, it would have happened. I'm sure it would have gotten out anyway. I mean, yeah, these things go.
This is so dramatic. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Lunatic.
We got a few more minutes left here in the show. Not much.
Oh, shit.
I've got a story of the... you want good news?
Oh, yes.
I guess some good news. In France...
Oui.
The Frenchiest kind of people...
Fuck you.
The Frenchois...
Ooh.
Are... they've had some problems with air pollution.
Ooh.
There, especially, I mean, there was one day in Paris where, you know, it looked like Beijing.
I thought Paris was beautiful.
Paris is beautiful.
Why is it so fucking polluted?
Because there's a lot of fucking cars.
Ooh.
So they had a ban, a vehicle ban.
Awesome.
Which they called it the Day Without Cars last week. They closed about 30% of downtown Paris.
That's fucking awesome.
To cars. And they said that it led to such a dramatic drop in both air and noise pollution that the mayor's office is now planning even more vehicle-free days.
We got to do that in LA. I love it.
You know, in was it London? They have
hello
odd and even days now. Like you can't.
Oh, yeah.
You depending on what your license plate number is, you can either go into the city that day or not to try to curb the traffic that they have. But you don't need, if you're in fucking London, if you're in Paris, if you're driving, you're an asshole.
Right.
You don't need to be driving really in either of those cities with the spider web of tubes and subways. I don't know what they call it in France. But that, you can get anywhere. Public transportation. They've got the cabs. They've got those buses that drive on the wrong side that I almost got killed by. All that stuff.
People drive in New York. That's fucking nuts.
That's crazy, too.
There's tons of trains there. I love this. I love this no car. I'm for it. How do we make that happen?
They said levels of nitrogen dioxide dropped up to 40%.
Is that good?
On the 27th.
That's good.
There was almost one third less nitrogen dioxide. They did it on a Sunday, too. They didn't do it on a business day. They did it on a weekend that, you know, I mean, business deliveries and stuff. I guess it'd be hard to deliver shit. They say that there was one third less nitrogen dioxide on the Champs-Élysées.
Ooh.
Levels of noise dropped by half.
Fuck you.
In the city center.
Oh, that's nice. It's quiet.
Officials and environmentalists are saying it's a success.
Oh, yes.
They wish police would have allowed them to do more. The police only said 30% they would allow.
Why?
I don't know.
Fuck the police.
So the new mayor, who's been trying to prioritize reducing their high pollution levels.
Yes.
She wants to introduce regular vehicle bans. I think there's areas that they should just shut it fucking down.
Dude.
Shut it down.
Listen, we're in an environmental crisis. The ozone has been depleted.
Right.
Global warming.
It says there was a spike in air contaminants that briefly turned Paris into the world's most polluted city.
That's insane.
What? Smog was so dense it almost obscured the Eiffel Tower. We cannot see the tower.
This is bullshit.
So they're working real hard to get rid of that. God, how can we not get rid of these fossil fuel bullshit?
No, I love
fast
them.
Enough.
They're my favorite.
Let's get to these solar cars and self-driving cars and get rid of all this shit and
Google.
We'll all be able to breathe maybe.
Boring.
Wouldn't that be fucking nice?
Oh, yes.
That's all we got for today, ladies and germs. Thanks for joining us on this lovely hump day.
Yes, wee-wee.
We appreciate you being with us. Don't forget, join us tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Then you can download us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher. And if you do,
yay,
get us from iTunes or Stitcher.
Yes.
Leave us a nice review.
5 stars.
Thumbs up, all that stuff.
Maximum starfish.
Or go to crabdiving.com. Tonight, 8 p.m., a brand new daily Upper Decker Sports podcast.
You must listen.
Tomorrow, Thursday, immediately following the show, a brand new Pretty Misandry.
You must listen to that as well.
Feminitastic.
Right. Feminitastic.
Anyway.
Hashtag kill all men.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Follow his Twitter at Rated R Comedy or go to RatedRComedy.com for his schedule.
Follow Patrick Vile on the Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And we're back tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.